two in three federal agency decision makers who were surveyed believe current economic conditions might have an impact on their ability to undertake energy efficiency projects. And one out of three believes that lack of funding is the biggest obstacle to achieving their agency goals. Those are just some of the results of a new Zogby poll sponsored by the Alliance to Save Energy and Schneider Electric. Jim Plourd is a national business development manager for Schneider Electric. He joins us to discuss the results of the survey. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Tom. Pleasure to be with you.
Okay. So when you say energy efficiency, let's get to that before we get to the results. What does that mean?
Sure. Well, in its simplest form, energy efficiency is doing more with less. And related to this poll, the respondents were asked about energy efficiency regarding their agency's activities. So energy efficiency takes many forms, and it may be as simple as turning off a light when it's not needed, or as advanced as a building automation or a control system or other type of automation technology.
This is often an investment for a long-term gain. A lot of decision makers think that the current economic environment is going to impact their ability to work on things like energy efficiency.
That's a big issue right now, and you know, as the single largest energy consumer in the U.S. economy, the federal government spent more than $25 billion of taxpayer money on electricity and fuel in 2009. In achieving the federal energy efficiency goals, as outlined in previous directives like EPACT and ESA, will reduce the federal energy use by the equivalent of 646 trillion BTUs, which is 205 million barrels of oil. And that's approximately equivalent to taking 17 million cars off the road for 1 year. So this is not a question of can we afford to do this. It's a question of how can we not afford to do this.
Well, what you imply and what the survey, I think, implies, the results imply, is that, yeah, there's a lot of measures people can take to save and do more with less. Better power equipment. I know you're in that business, power supplies and power distribution, also virtualizing and consolidating and all those things, even putting on white roofs.
Right.
However, what's often not stated, and maybe this is what people are worried about, is before you can get those savings, you got to spend. You have to invest in new technology or effort to get to that savings point. And I think maybe you can tell me, does the survey show that there's that gap between what you got to spend now and what you'll save later on?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, but fortunately, many of our energy efficiency measures have a quick return on investment and will pay dividends for years to come. Many of the energy efficiency measures are low cost or no cost, such as modification of human behavior, and it's one of the most cost-effective energy efficiency activities available. Many people go right to applying new technologies to address their energy efficiency challenges rather than looking at low-cost behavioral changes to affect change. And I liken it to having a cash flow problem at home and buying Microsoft money thinking it's going to solve your problems, when in fact technology is a component of the solution. However, without behavioral modification, it's an incomplete solution.
So instead of just technology, then, you're saying behavior modification. You're saying the things that you can do for free and you can train your employees to do will help.
That's exactly right. So things like turning off the lights, turning off computers when not in use, have a huge impact on agencies' energy efficiency activities. And that flows right down to building automation as well. So there are many times where building automation controls are put in bypass for years on end, and it goes undetected, simply because building managers typically want to maintain the comfort level for their occupants, and that's their primary mission. Up until this point, energy efficiency, in many instances, was not a big consideration in the operation of a building.
Okay, so that's comes up every so often. Every time there's kind of an energy shock, those things happen, and they're all great ideas. But let's talk about the investment side, where you finally get to the point where you have to redo your HVAC or your power distribution. And do you find that agencies are asking companies such as yours or other contractors, instead of us putting up the money up front, how about if you pay for all this and then we'll share the savings with you? A share and savings contract would seem like the perfect vehicle to get this done quickly. Is that on the radar at all?
Absolutely, it is, and it's been happening for a number of years. So typically projects are executed through appropriated funds, or if that is unavailable, then there are performance contracts, which is a tool that organizations can use to finance projects over long periods of time. And then a solution provider would be financing the solution and sharing in the savings, the cost savings, with the customer. So we absolutely see that happening more and more now.
We're talking with Jim Plourd, the National Business Development Manager for Schneider Electric, and we're talking about this poll. And I wondered, did anything come out of this that surprised you? You already know about the challenges. You already know about the financial constraints, which are only going to become more of an issue in the next few years. So what about this made you raise your eyebrows?
I was very surprised to see the number of people that had a true commitment, a personal commitment, and an agency-level commitment to energy efficiency. So this was not something that was being, the energy efficiency activities were not being executed based on necessarily mandates, but more of an internal motivation to save money, first of all, saving taxpayer money, but second of all, helping the environment. And having that level of personal motivation is critical to the success of any energy efficiency endeavor.
And I wanted to ask you about that because that's a very good point. And everybody's favorite radio station besides Federal News Radio is WIIFM. You know, what's in it for me? And so do you encounter people that are saying that in the survey? That, yeah, it's great to save agency money, but that doesn't really help me. Just like employees in the private sector really don't care about expenses as long as nobody
right.
questions them because it ain't their money. And while it's virtuous to spend the organization's money wisely, there's not a lot of personal incentive for people, is there?
That's a good point, but people do get a great sense of accomplishment in being able to see the results of their energy efficiency endeavors. And one of the things that manufacturers and solution providers are doing now is providing more collaborative tools that provide feedback to individuals. So in years past, we had what I'm going to call a class of energy managers. And these individuals were tasked with saving energy or managing energy for agencies. Nowadays, we have the ability through customization of dashboard solutions and computer networking to be able to bring that data, relevant data, to everybody in the organization and make everybody an energy manager to some degree, to whatever degree they feel that they would like to participate. So no longer is energy management an exclusionary activity. These new collaborative tools engage all of the stakeholders in an organization and allow it to be an inclusionary environment.
Giving them ownership so they can take pride in their accomplishments.
That's exactly right. And people do feel good about saving energy and saving the environment. And we're seeing a great, of course, generational change as well. So as young people come into the workplace, they have grown up being schooled about energy efficiency and about being green. And we can see that change in the agencies as well as these young kids come in and the older folks are retiring. So it's a big generational change.
Now, you've done this poll with Zogby. If agency management get their hands on the poll, we'll have a link to it. What can they do with this information that you've uncovered with the survey?
Well, you will notice in the survey that there is a discrepancy in that many of the respondents felt that agency leadership was not as on board with energy efficiency as they were. And conversely, you have some energy leaders who are viewing the people in the organization, their employees, as maybe not having as much ownership of the process as they would like. So I think that by taking the core message of this survey, people can begin to realize the importance of that personal ownership of the energy efficiency endeavor.
And briefly, we have about a minute left, but there was this GovGreen conference where you had that panel discussion about government green initiatives and new ideas coming out of that. Did you hear anything that you thought, hey, you know, this just might work because these are the people who are going to have to put this in place?
Yeah. So we heard a lot of great ideas, but I have to say there was also a lot of frustration out there. And a lot of the frustration, as is reflected in the poll, came around the financial aspects of energy efficiency and the lack of funding to get these projects done. So you had brought up the topic of performance contracting, mm-hmm. and that is a critical aspect of getting these projects funded when the money is not available. And I think that was one of the highlights of the discussion point was how do we address this shortfall in funding? And really, that performance contracting, I think, is going to have a significant role as we move forward.